One day when Bob and I were going through severe marriage problems, I stopped by our church and saw my pastor briefly. I quickly told my pastor all the bad news about Bob. He did not want to know any more details, but challenged me to grow in the Lord and know that the Lord was in control of everything. He then opened up his Bible and shared a scripture that I now use frequently to many standards. I was so disappointed that he did not give me a to-do list to change both of our lives, nor did he feel it was necessary to talk to Bob about loving me more. Instead, he said, "Charlene, live your life and marriage according to this scripture." I can now look back and see how the Lord was trying to get my attention prior to our separation and divorce, but I did not listen to the Holy Spirit's wooing. Unfortunately, that pastor moved away before our separation and divorce, as I know now that he would have guided me onto a spiritual journey that would have changed my life much sooner. Instead, I chose not to be obedient to my Lord and understand that I needed to be thankful in all things at all times. The scripture that my pastor shared for me is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. It says, "Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Now let me read it in the New King James Version, which says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." I love reading different versions of the Bible. Can you imagine if I had taken these three verses and it applied them to my personal life and to my marriage, what could have happened to our marriage instead of me filing for divorce? The Lord may change your trial or circumstance, but today start applying and memorizing 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18.